Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And we try to have some fun every now and then. 644, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, you just heard that. WWL talking now to our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. How you doing, Andy?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you? How's things in New Orleans for the summer?
Hot and humid, Andy, but the tropics are quiet for now, so we'll take it. I was just talking to somebody from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, and we were saying that it seems as though when it comes to something like this, people root for their team, be it team red, team blue, and I made the analogy, it's kind of like a group of a mom and daddy, instead of sitting down rationally thinking, okay, here's what we bring in, here's what we have to spend, we got to provide for the kids, we got to save for a rainy day, got to take care of the house, got to do this, do that, and doing that in a rational manner. Instead, what they do is they attack each other and then trash the other one to the kids to try to get the kids to hate the other one and pull for them. And what gets lost in all of that is what is the best thing for everybody. Am I off base there a lot?
Well, you're cynical this morning. First of all, I'm trying to figure out this Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. That's a pretty lonely committee, I think, anymore down in D.C. Probably two people on it. But I like your analogy.
There's not a whole lot of people there. Hello? What's the committee? Do we have a quorum? Yeah, we're both here. Go ahead. Why do we have this office? Why don't we meet in a phone booth? Go to Starbucks. What the hell? I don't care.
Yeah, so the one thing I would change to your analogy is the two parents that are beating up on each other, and then they go get a new credit card and max it out too.
There you go.
That's where we are with our politics now. We've already maxed out our credit card so much that the amount of debt that we've got seems so unrealistic that we hardly pay attention to it.
So what's going on with this Voterama and this delay tactic where they hit them? You know, read the bill, and we were talking about that as well, about the bill itself. You know, people think they're for it or against it. I don't know if I'm for it or against it. I don't know what the hell's in it. I don't understand how this could lead to that, to the other thing. These are serious policy debates, and I'm not willing to assign my faith or my trust to any elected official, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, without understanding a little bit of what it means. Tell me about the way they're going about this This, first of all, we'll start with the delay tactic of reading the bill, which you think wouldn't be a bad thing. However, who was there to listen to it? If a tree falls in a forest, it doesn't make any noise, right?
Yeah, I think the biggest issue that we've got here is that because Congress is so divided and nobody really wants to work with each other because they're afraid they're going to get primaried, that they're working to get this passed through budget reconciliation, which was, we'll get into the details of it, but the biggest thing is that there are certain rules that have been put in place. The Byrd rule, for example, is one of them that allows you to do it without a majority, but it attaches all of these conditions about what is and what's not germane to budget reconciliation. So reading of the bill, this is kind of an old tactic. You want to delay things. You just may say, well, we want to know what's in the bill. Let's read it out loud for everybody. It's hard to object to that. But all the other votes that they're getting are basically amendments, because in budget reconciliation is much, much more open to amendments by both Republicans and Democrats than typical legislation. You know, the parties don't have as much control over that. Again, these are the rules that are attached to this budget reconciliation process. You know, you get by without having to have a supermajority, so you can just go with the majority of senators. But the drawback is you got to let everybody talk. And the talking here is not designed to be informative. The talking here is designed to be to delay and score talking points, get some quotes, maybe have the opposing side take votes on something that you know is unpopular, but they want to have it in anyway. So it's a delaying tactic, and the hope for Democrats is really just to get one or two Republicans to switch sides and then stop the whole bill, and then they'll have to start all over again.
So the Votorama, you know, I'm seeing people bringing blankets to the floor. I'm seeing stories here in CNN about some of them killing time, making fun of, not making fun, but imitating Senator John Kennedy, who can lend himself to some impersonation. What has gone on there with the Votorama? That's the idea of just wearing people down, or what?
Yeah, well, they have all of these, as I mentioned, they've got a much more open amendment process. So both sides are putting in amendments to this bill, and they're being forced to vote on each of these amendments, whether they should be attached or not. And also related to that, each of these amendments have to go by then the Senate parliamentarian to see if they're germane to the budget reconciliation process or if they're simply policy measures that have been included. So it's all of it is a delaying tactic. It's kabuki theater, political theater here. And the goal, again, for Democrats is to try to wear down one or two Republicans and get them to not vote for it. And the goal for Republicans is to try to get it over with as quickly as possible without losing those Republicans so they can pass this whole thing through. And once it gets to reconciliation with the House bill, they're likely to smooth out some of these differences. And then that bill, again, that's just an up or down vote. No supermajority needed in the Senate. So everybody's just trying to get this through. Democrats trying to stop it. Republicans trying to sneak it over the line. And we have something to pay attention to in the middle of the summer when we'd rather be out on the beach.
Yeah, let me pick it up when we come back, because you just said kind of got my attention, which is goals. And it's like, well, what are the goals of the Democrats? What are the goals of the Republicans here? When you get right down to it, what are the goals? Because I don't think it's good government. Might be wrong, but I don't think it is. Andy Smith, our guest, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, talking about the big, beautiful bill. And we'll talk about the goals of each party when we come back, if they're discernible or if they've been stated. I don't know. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:54, 6 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, Senator John Fetterman, saying, oh, my God, I just want to go home. I've already missed our entire trip to the beach. I'm going to vote no. There's no drama. The only interesting vote is going to be on the margin, whether that's Susan Collins or Ron Johnson, all the Democrats. We all know how it's going to go. I don't think it's really helpful to put people here till some ungodly hour. Well, good thing is he's already dressed for it. But, Andy, moving along, when it comes to the goals of the Democrats and the Republicans, what are the goals here? Because you'd think they'd be aiming towards something, right? So what are the Republicans aiming toward?
Well, I think there's, first off, some big strategic goals, and then there are some specific policy issues. I think strategically what the Republicans want to do is try to lock in Trump's tax cuts from his first term, which are going to be sunsetted out. Mm-hmm. And basically continue this reform or shift of the Republican Party to a much more blue-collar populist party by doing things like reducing taxes or getting rid of taxes on Social Security and on tips. These are kind of sops to, I don't know if it's sops, that's the wrong word.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Benefits to more blue-collar workers and elderly voters in particular, and to reduce the chances of being called friends of the rich or doing this to bail out the rich. But they have to get it done quick. A president typically only has a couple years to get the major policy proposals through. By the time this summer's over, we're in the election season for the 2026 midterms, and everybody's going to hunker down and start worrying about their own political hide, as you're already seeing some of these things, like Tom Tillis saying, well, he's going to drop out rather than vote for the bill. Those, I think, are the big goals. The Democrats' goal is to stop Trump from getting any sort of success, try to bog down Trump's ability to move the Senate, to try to reduce the ability of the MAGA Republicans to do anything. So they're really just – they got the easier task, I think, is just to stop things from happening, whereas the Republicans have to deal with multiple factions in their party. You've got the, kind of the old-school Republicans. You've got the more libertarian Republicans like Rand Paul who are concerned about the deficit. Maybe he's got one other person on that committee for fiscal reform there. But the Republicans are herding cats here, trying not to lose too many people. And then because once the summer's over, it's election season and all bets are off for anything happening next year.
Tell me how you see this playing out.
My sense is that it likely is to pass. Trump has got an amazing amount of control over his caucus. We talked about this before. The biggest thing that anybody in Congress is worried about is not getting reelected. So they're not going to want to do anything that's going to cross Trump. You're going to see some of the senators have a little bit more leeway because you're going to have several, two-thirds of the Senate that's not up for reelection until 2028. And Trump's not going to be running for office then. So they're kind of holding down. But I think the outcome is that there'll likely be enough sweeteners put into this big Christmas tree of a bill to attract some of those recalcitrant Republicans. And a lot of those people that are saying they're on the fence or they're not going to vote for it, and a lot of those are bargaining positions. They're kind of taking a Trump a page from Trump's own book of saying, yeah, we're just going to hold out until you make me a better deal. I think that some of those people will get swayed. And as always, the real action is going to take place when this gets into the conference committee between the House and the Senate to try to negotiate those differences between the House bill and the Senate bill. And that's really where that's the real vote to pay attention to.
So looking at a couple of different things when it comes to tips on no tips on Social Security and no taxes on Social Security, no taxes on tips, you would think that would be something the Democrats would be in favor of as well. Chances of those two surviving?
I think there's probably a decent chance of both of those surviving. Nobody wants to do anything that's going to, you know, hurt grandma on her Social Security and hurt Medicare or hurt those things. So I think that there's likely those that can go through. There's other things. It's how you get there that's going to be the problem. So what Republicans want to do is tighten up some of the requirements that are there for Medicaid that were put in to try to expand Obamacare. States have loved this because right now for every new Obamacare sign up, they get about $9 from the federal government for every $1 they spend. So it's a big cash cow for state budgets, and you're hearing states scream bloody murder about how this is going to harm their budgets. So there's a lot of moving pieces here, but it all comes down to the money. Where is it going to go? Where is it going to come from? And everybody wants to move it to the federal government because they have the biggest credit card.
And then after this gets over with, they'll take the debt and deficit seriously. I'm kidding. Thank you, Andy Smith, Director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. We'll come back, talk about the closure of a paper mill, paper in Louisiana, and also about natural gas in New Orleans. A lot coming up. Stay tuned.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.